page 44.
Exercise C.
Listen to summarize the main idea. Listen to the interviews. On a separate sheet of paper, write a summary in one or two sentences about the purpose of the interview.
Good evening and welcome to our continuing discussion of cultural differences in how people express anger. On the line, I have Selena Gaspari, a sales manager calling in from the city of Rosario in Argentina. Good evening, Selena.
Good evening.
And Joseph Chu, a computer technician calling from the city of Tainan in Taiwan. Good morning to you, Joseph. Sorry to get you up so early over there.
No problem. I always get up at this time. Thanks for having me.
Joseph, is there any way to generalize about how people in Taiwan handle anger? I mean, I've heard that culturally, it's unacceptable or inappropriate to express anger openly there. Is that true?
Well, it depends on the situation. But in Chinese culture, we're probably less inclined to lose our cool publicly.
And I imagine the opposite is true in Argentina. Selena?
Definitely. But Argentina is somewhat unique in that there are lots of people, myself included, whose background is Italian. I think the way people express anger in other Latin American countries may be somewhat different.
In what way?
Well, I used to live and work in Lima, the capital of Peru, for about 7 years. Our boss, a guy named Alejandro, was like me from Argentina. But most of our colleagues were Peruvian. I remember one day having a loud disagreement about something with my boss, like any Argentinian might do. Alejandro and I were good friends and colleagues, so we didn't hold anything in. And all of a sudden, this Peruvian woman, Amparo, leaves the room, but she has this funny look on her face. So I was concerned and stepped outside to see if everything was okay. It turns out she completely freaked out about our argument. She thought it was really serious. I had to calm her down and explain that was just how Argentinians talk to each other when they disagree about something. I'm sure that to her, we sounded like we were really having a fit, but to us, it was nothing.
That's really interesting. Reminds me of the many films depicting Italian families arguing over dinner.
Exactly.
So, Joseph, how are things different in Taiwan?
Well, generally speaking, I think it would be very unusual for someone to express anger at an authority figure, like in the case of Selena's story, a boss or a manager. That would just not be considered appropriate. Speaking for myself, if I were mad at my boss about something, I certainly wouldn't lose my temper or even bring it up.
So what would you do instead?
I might let off a little steam by taking a walk or venting to a colleague about what happened. But I try not to let it show in any way, to my boss, I mean. I definitely keep it to myself.
What if one of your friends or colleagues did something that made you mad? Don't people in Taiwan ever go ballistic when they're angry about something?
Of course. People sometimes get really angry about politics, for example. And I wouldn't want to suggest that everyone is the same.
Of course not.
But you asked about generalizations. I would say we're a little slower to anger here than people in some other places. We tend to just let things go. You'd have to be pretty upset about something before you'd actually express any anger, much less lose your temper.
Excuse me for interrupting. But I just had to say, that's definitely not true in Argentina. I may be overgeneralizing a bit, but I'd say people from Argentina don't usually hold things in.
Clearly two very different ways of handling anger. So Joseph, give us an example.
Let's say you're supposed to meet a friend for lunch, and he makes you wait a long time before he finally shows up. Most people here wouldn't even bring it up with that friend. But if that happened all the time with the same friend, well, you'd probably finally say something, but you'd certainly not have an outburst of anger or anything like that.
So it sounds like people in Taiwan generally keep things inside rather than make an issue out of every little thing.
I'd say that, yeah.
And I guess things would have to get really bad before anyone actually had a total fit about something, right?
Right. But even then, losing your cool with a friend or colleague would be pretty unusual. As I mentioned before, people here are fairly reluctant to express their anger.
Selena, Based on what you told us earlier about you and your boss, I would guess the total opposite is true for Argentinians.
That's right. Between friends, not getting angry ever would be pretty unusual. If your friend does something that makes you angry, you say something.
What about in Taiwan, Joseph?
You might raise your voice a little, but not as much as people probably do in other places. You might even bring something up that bothered you, but nicely. I can't imagine anyone actually going ballistic with a friend or colleague here. It would be really surprising.
What about people who don't know each other? People who are complete strangers? For example, what would happen if you were driving your car and someone just cut you off?
Ah, road rage. That's one situation that might set someone off. Some people might even open the window and say something to the other driver loudly.
Even you?
Me? Well, I might get mad, but I probably wouldn't do or say anything about it. But that's just me.
And road rage in Argentina. Selena?
We tell bad drivers off whether the window is open or not. It's no big deal.
Well, thank you both for joining us.